What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 7 of Late with Nate. First off, I want to say thank you all for watching, and thank you for all the new listeners that tune in. Today, I just wanted to start off a little bit light, because I know lately I've been talking a bit heavy with politics and COVID and being, you know, self-love, inner reflection. So it's been quite deep. And I thought we could get a little fun tonight. First off, I want to talk about what I've been seeing a lot on Instagram, TikTok, Worldstar, is this report about Lieutenant Nick McGarry and Miss Vera. Honey, this has got to be the funniest shit I have ever heard and seen in my entire life. Let's just start off with the video. In the video, they're clearly at like a business party or something. And she's like the new girl. So the lieutenant's like, "Hey, baby, come over here and get daddy a lap dance." And she just started working there. You know what I said? She thinking like, okay, this is my lieutenant. I got to do what I got to do for this job. And she young. She 26. So she like, let me go ahead and get this bread. Like, and so like, all I could say, y'all saw the video. She was grinding for her motherfucking life. I don't know what the fuck you call that dance. Bitch, that wasn't a lap dance. That was a motherfucking shit. She was scraping the skin off that motherfucking dick. I mean, goddamn. That shit was just, it looked painful, but shit, he was smiling, so he must like it rough. Good for him. But my thing is, you know, now she came out and she was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I want to say sorry to his wife because he didn't tell me that he was married." I clearly don't think he have no remorse. He knew goddamn well he was married, and he was smiling way too much in that video for him to be a married man that feel guilty about his child. Unless he was fucking plastered out his ass, ain't no motherfucking way. Cause he had a crush on her. He been had a crush on her. So he was like, let's have this party so we can get drunk and just take fuck it. See, that's why I'm going out now. Be going out with somebody who just be around drunk all the time and then be up to no good trying to hide their true intentions. Cause she could have been a Karen. Okay. She could have been violent, been blowing shit up. You already, oh my God. And then secondly, okay, let's talk about, speaking of motherfucking Karens, bitch, let's talk about that motherfucking Karen that was on that plane yelling at that old man, and she spit in his face and she scratched him and everything else. Now, what I do want to say, it feel goddamn good to see them fighting with each other for a change. No offense to all my viewers. Y'all know I fuck with y'all. Y'all know I love y'all. But some of y'all motherfuckers crazy. And I don't got time for that. That's why I be my ass in the motherfucking house. Okay? First of all, I'm not trying to be on no plane with nobody anyway, with everybody hacking and shit. And then you got Karens up there while we up in that fucking air, bitch. And you trying to fight me in a crowded plane? Is you crazy? Like, that's why everybody had to hold her back. Like, and then I swear that flight attendant was gayer than me. Cause I'm like, child, I don't give a fuck. I'm gay, but I still hold the bitch down. He was sitting there like, oh, you can't hold her down? You can't hold her back? Like, child, come on now. Put some muscle into it. You put some muscle into it when you be. So, put some muscle into that arrest. You know? Like, that was crazy. Then she, like I said, she gonna spit in his face and everything. The old man face. That was ridiculous. Like, people just be out here acting a fool. I wish a bitch would. I get so much money if a bitch did that. Like, if a Karen spit in my face and scratched me. I play the nigga card so hard. And I'm a cripple too. I'd be like, bitch. And I'ma be crying like a motherfucker. I'ma be doing my thing. Cause you ain't about to do me dirty like that. Nah, you know what? I ain't no bitch. I ain't about to cry. I'ma go in there like a boss, but I'ma make sure I get my motherfucking money. I'm like, fuck all that. Shit, I'ma make sure I fall. Cause bitch, you we up in a plane too? No. She trifling. And as far as that lieutenant, honey, he knew he was married. He didn't care. And that's on him. Cause honey, he probably don't got neither one of them at this point. Cause Miss Vera, she ain't about to fuck with him. Because she got black. She done probably got embarrassed by the company or fired. And then everybody know her as a little thought. So yeah, she not about to fuck with him unless he throwing money at her. And I mean, he gotta be coming with that bread. And he probably just got deranked because of all that shit. So, and like I said, he about to lose, could possibly lose his marriage because of this. So, I guess you was trying to get a little pussy on the side. And look where it got you. Nowhere. Don't make no damn sense. I guess just go ahead and, I guess just doing it yourself is just so obsolete nowadays, huh? Like, what happened to just doing it and being about your business? Like, people really be out here putting their nuts before their brains and really be putting their life at risk. Like, you fucked up your whole life and possibly your career over a bony ass lap dance. I probably got more ass than that girl, and I don't got no motherfucking ass. And that's what you got drunk over? Like, no offense to the, she was still beautiful, but come on now. That don't make no goddamn sense. At least let it be, you know, Mozzarella Nubra. And she got big tatas or something, you know. She got a fat ass. She got some big ass hips or something. Some thick thighs. Okay, I got you. But you go for the newbie intern? Of course she gonna do whatever she need to do. She was probably gonna motorboat you. Like, and everything else. Oh my God. The whole thing is so dumb. And I'm serious, like, if I had got on the plane, I'd be like, you're gonna have to show me the attendant list. Like, if it's any crazy people, like, we gonna have to like evaluate each other before we sit down. I mean, it ain't like y'all doing nothing on the plane anyway. You know how you sit down on the plane and you wait like literally 30 to 40 minutes before the plane actually get off, even after they lock it up, even after they close everything up, they still sitting on the plane setting everything up. You still gotta wait. So I'd be like, nah, keep that door open. We about to go, because we not about to be up in the airplane for an hour or two, to even longer than that, depending on where you going. And you over here sitting here acting a fool, like, absolutely not. But I like how they're getting universal now. They don't discriminate. And I like that. Because now you can just see it for what it is. It can't just be, oh, that's just a Karen. Nah, they fucking with their own car now. So what's up? Y'all gonna do something about that? Or not? Shit. And she start acting a fool out and doing all that crazy shit and calling the police on y'all. What y'all gonna do? I love to see it. I had to get my own plane. I had to have my own. So that's why I'm like, look. Save y'all money. I just fucking drive. That's what I fucking do. Like, if it's over the water, bitch, where the bridge is at? You know, compromise. Where the bridge is at? If it's over some water, okay. It's gonna be a long drive. But at least I know, like, I can get to where I need to get. And I don't gotta hear nobody mouth. Like, child, please. Ain't no motherfucking way I'm about to be sitting in there. And then that terrified me anyway. Like, I be terrified. Like, flying up in a plane. Like, it gets you where you need to get fast. But, bitch, we could all die in this bitch. And we gonna be fast asleep. Like, no. I'm good. I'll just drive. I would say take the bus, but that's just equivalent to you just on the ground. I mean, at least that way I'm on the ground. Because when you open a plane, you can't get nowhere. So that's why I would be freaking out. Like, we not about to have no altercations up here. I'm bringing my own food. Because once I figured out that it was dangerous for people to be drinking alcohol while you flying, I figured that was dangerous anyway because of the air. Like, you already have that air pressure. And, you know, you up at a higher altitude anyway. So, we can't even really naturally breathe up that high. That's why we enclosed in that thing anyway. Because, I mean, that should be above the clouds in some cases. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't no building that motherfucker. And it ain't people living up that high. You know what I mean? Like, it might be tall like that, but they not living up there. And if it is, please show me, because I ain't never seen one. You know. I just think that's real dangerous to be playing people's life like that. Like, girl, bye. On a side note, I wanted to talk about this comedian. Now, I completely fucking forgot his name. So, this one I'm not going to actually be able to give complete recollection. But the story alone is fucking hilarious. So, he is talking to the crowd. You know, he's giving dry bar humor. So, you know, it's simple. You know, it's not too over the top. It's not too extra. But you get the joke and you laugh if you think it's funny. So apparently she was talking loud and kind of over him. So he referenced to the crowd, and then they start, you know, conversing back and forth. And then he makes a few little jokes depending on what she says. Boom, 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 boom. And the thing was like, he asked, where did they just come from? And he's like, okay, we got the amusement park. And so she is like getting mad because he keeps responding, and yet you're talking. And I would have been like, girl, if you don't shut the fuck up, like, that was white people. Because he was trying to be so nice about it. And then she had the nerve to be cussing at him at the same time. I would have been like, oh no, bitch. You got me fucked up. I'm sitting here on the motherfucking stage. You in the audience. You paid to see me. So why am I pressed? You know what I'm saying? And he's sitting there trying to be all kind and shit. And then eventually, you know, he would say things like, oh, where, what did you win at the fair that y'all came from, the amusement park? And she was like, this little claw bear. And he was like, well, can you, use it to shut your mouth for a minute? And then after that, she cussed him out, and then he left. She left. And I just thought that was like the dumbest shit ever, because it was like, how you gonna come into a bar, pay to see somebody? Like, you, that was like a paid thing. You came to see that person, and then you ruined their show on purpose. That is the dumbest thing I ever heard in my motherfucking life. It was like the funniest thing. The very first time that I had got a phone, my mom did not want to give me the phone anyway. Like, she didn't want to give me a cell phone. So she really wanted to find any reason not to give it to me. So when she gave it to me, she was like, you need to leave it here when you go to school. And if you take it with you when you go to school, or if you don't leave it when I want you to, then you won't have it. So one time that I took it to school by mistake, which I kind of did on purpose, but it was by mistake because I had it in my hand and I meant to put it up there, but I didn't. And I just put it in my pocket real quick because I was getting ready for school. And I had only had it for a week. And it was like, I really didn't care, because she really only got the phone because she wanted me to have it for emergencies. But it was like, don't nobody be calling me. And if anybody did call me, they called the house phone. So I ain't had shit to hide. You know what I mean? Like, child, it'd be stuff like that. Like, crazy stuff. Y'all be doing some crazy, crazy stuff out here. How was y'all Christmases? Because this is episode 7, so this is on December 25th. I'm gonna have a bunch of fucking clips on my Instagram. Make sure you follow my Instagram at Late with Nate. And make sure you follow my TikTok, which is Nathaniel Roberts 979 at gmail.com. But honestly, you can just, honestly, I should put my TikTok in my bio on my Instagram. But really, just follow my Instagram so you can follow my podcast. Because really, what's on my Instagram is on my TikTok. Like, I don't really do those little effects and stuff. I guess I should. But I just was like, everybody's doing it. So I just don't know how much I'm going to stand out doing that other than just doing what, you know, I'm passionate about. You know what I mean? Like, everybody doing those things with those stupid infinity lights. Like, that shit is fucking hilarious, bitch. We hold those fucking ring lights up. And then, whoop, all of a sudden, your shirt came off in the dark. How did that happen? Like, these edits, the edits be on point, though, but it just be fucking hilarious. But the edits are good. I'm just like, I'm not about to do this. I was more during the Vine era. I feel old now because everybody's like, oh my god, that's like saying old Tumblr. And if you know what I mean by old Tumblr, you know what I mean. Cause baby, before they restricted everything, that was basically like Twitter now. Like, Twitter After Dark is lit. You know, you have day Twitter where, you know, you learn about everyday gossip from the world and celebrities and stuff like that. And then After Dark Twitter is crazy time. Like, it is a wonderland, you know what I mean? So that's how Tumblr used to be. But now it's like, now it's just like a portfolio for like pictures and videos and stuff like that. Simple stuff, which I think is fine because, again, we have Twitter. So that's fine. And then if you just trying to go straight to the source of certain stuff, you know those sites to go to. Yada, yada, yada. I don't need to put that in there. Because that's not what this is about. But, you know if you know. But yeah, I was mainly during the Vine times. Because I used to have clips of it on my Twitter. I think somewhere I do. I think I'm actually Yeah, I think somewhere I do. I think I'm going to go on my Twitter and I'm going to find it. I hope I didn't delete it. Because it's a very fucking funny clip of me screaming. It's fucking hilarious. I can't imagine me deleting it. I just hope I still have it. I might have it somewhere on another SD card. I think that's the problem. But I'm gonna figure it out. Because I got it somewhere. I got it somewhere. But I just, I can't see myself. Like some of the trends I can see myself doing, but not all of them, honey. They just be like, ugh. This seem like I'm trying too hard. You know what I mean? That's why I like making my podcast, because it's more natural. I'd rather sing or do my podcast or do some type of voiceover cartoon stuff, you know, where I'm acting. I'd rather do something like that. Hey, I'm a triple threat. See, I wish I could dance, but y'all, these legs weren't designed for that. You know, they said, nah, we're going in a different direction. If you get it, you get it. I'm horrible. But hey, you gotta love yourself to laugh at yourself, honey. We can't sit there and keep beating ourselves up. I gotta find some old videos, because I know I got more stuff. I'm really proud of myself that this is episode 7. So I have been doing this for a solid week now. This is really dope. I'm gonna try to stick with it and do an episode every day. Because if I do an episode every day, you know, eventually, people will know who Nate the Great is. You know? They'll find me. And I think talking about everyday stuff is more relatable than like hot topics of like what's necessarily like a crowd pleaser. Cause sometimes you just end up with a lot of backlash. So I like talking about myself, showing my flaws, showing that I'm working on them. And then trying to relate to people along the way. Because it's more of like a teach and help kind of thing. I don't ever want somebody to feel like, oh, he think he know everything. He feel, you know, he treat people less than, you know. Because, like, honestly, like I said, we all be going through shit, so. Ain't no need to make it shit worse. That's my main motto. Like, think about it in a whole. Everybody, in some shape or form, has something going on in their life, has some form of challenges and stuff like that. So, why make it worse for people? By being irritating on purpose. You know, when you don't have to. When you can choose to be a better person. You know? Like, that's my mission. Mental health. Happiness. Patience. forgiveness. I mean, basically all the stuff that I had as a kid. Cause child, I was a fucking warrior. I could be patient. I could rethink something in my mind. And okay, I'm alright with that. I could rearrange it. This, that, and the third. Now I be looking at shit like, nah, that's bullshit. I don't like that whole thing. That whole thing is stupid. You know, like, I just be seeing stuff and it'd be like, nah. But I'm grateful for that too. Shit, I'm getting too old to be naive, you know? At least not, at least completely. Like, we still gonna be old and make dumb mistakes, but we supposed to improve the older we get. I hope I am. I think I am. Shit. I'm just always worried about time, you know? That's my biggest fear, time. Cause you never know. It's kind of gloomy to end out the year like that, but like I said, it's not really so much of talking myself down. It's more of like a reflection. Cause I mean, child, I've been past the suicidal times and you know, hurting myself and things of that nature. So I'm good on that. Like, I respect life. I understand it's a process. And I value who I am. So I'm not willing to just, you know, throw it away or say fuck it. You know? And honey, the bottom line of it is, like, people who do it, do it. You know, they're not here to talk about it. You know what I mean? So, like I said, if I was about that life, I would have did it. You know, it's like I said about being a hoe. Oh, honey, you know, my mind could go places, but my body's still in my room. Like, child, I don't give a fuck about being a prude or being a lame-o. Because at the end of the day, we got COVID going around. We got real diseases. We got lies and manipulation. And that can cause drama and even death. I don't got time for all that. For some peen and some bean? Like, child. That's fucking crazy. I'm good. I'm good, honey. Like, I'll wait. I'll wait for what want me in the first place. Like, that's too much. But on the other note, I hope everybody had a good Christmas as we wrap up. I'm recording this at 10:56 p.m. on Christmas Day. So I should finish in about 25 minutes and then I'll post it on my Instagram. Everything will be done by midnight, or before midnight I should say. Like, that's how I try to do I try to finish my podcast before midnight, so before the next day. And that's why actually when I first started the podcast, I actually made 2 episodes in the same day. So for the newbies, everybody got a double, which was pretty cool. But I try to make, finish my podcast before midnight. And then I try to post stuff on my social media before noon the next day. So that's why it's kind of consistent, 12 and 12. I don't know what that means. I'm doing that on purpose. I think I need to look that up. I hope it's not bad. I hope it's good. But again, basically just go follow me on Instagram at Late With Nate, and you will find the link to my Spotify, which has all of the episodes of my podcast. And actually a very, not really really old, but a old segment that I did about love. But disregard it, I really just keep it as inspiration. But gotta disregard it, because I'm literally talking about love and relationships, which literally I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. You know what I mean? I was just happy at the time because I was in a relationship. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm the love doctor. No the fuck you're not, bitch. You know, calm your ass the fuck down. Live in the moment, not in the future like that. And shit, life showed me my ass over the course of half a decade, honey. So I'm like, I thought. But it's alright though, you know. I love myself way more than I ever have in my entire life. You know, I don't walk in the shadow of my fears anymore. And it feels amazing. You know, it's a process, because, you know, you have flashbacks and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's really rewarding. Because, you know, you are, you're starting on your own journey of becoming the best self. And I think that's really important. You know, fuck all those, you know, materialistic and unrealistic goals that people have. Like, I'm gonna lose 60 pounds. Bitch, you're not gonna lose 60 pounds this year, because you've been saying it for 10. And you still gonna put on that race trainer. And you're gonna wear it for what, 2 months? And by the time February hit, it's gonna be Valentine's Day, right? So now you're about to get fat off them sweets and the cakes and the candies and everything else. And then March is gonna hit back around. And then you're gonna be like, well, I'll work out better when the summertime hits. I'll wait until about June and we'll start going to the gym. And what happened? You never get that gym membership. Why? Because you're sitting on the motherfucking couch watching Law and Order with your cat. That's why. But you're not mad, Because the nigga that you fucking, he like thick it. He like it all thick. And he ain't mad. But at the end of the day, people procrastinate. That's the point. I know I do. It took me 4 years. Look at the gap between this podcast and when I made that thing about love. That was literally almost 4 years ago. I be procrastinating for various reasons, but honestly, the procrastination really just be stopping myself. You know, like, that's the most important thing to remember. Like, sometimes it's necessary because it might be like deterring you from something, but ultimately procrastination is not good because it just stops you from focusing on what you need to do. Like, and then you purposely, like, now I'm going to trick my brain to find anything else to do so I don't have to focus on it. That is so bad. But hey, that's why I'm working on mental health and working on learning how to live with you. You know, like, we always be trying to fix other people. Like, oh, this person's like this, or this person's like this. Oh, I can do this and this will help. What about yourself? You know, what about you? So that's the main thing. Learn to forgive and learn to have patience. Two very important things. But I hope everybody had a good Christmas, ate some good food. I've been hearing a lot of people couldn't go to big family events because of the coronavirus incident, you know, with the new strand out and everything. I hope we can clear this up one day, because child, it's a mess. But hey, I'd hate to be an extroverted person right now, because they really mad that they can't be outside. And a lot of y'all is just like, fuck it, you know? That's why we in so much mess now. No, please be careful out there, y'all. On a good note, we seem to be having somewhat of a mild winter in some places of the world. Or maybe that's global warming shit. I don't even know at this point. But stay safe, stay warm, and stay healthy. That's the main important thing. Y'all remember when we were younger and they used to have a commercial on the radio where this wife called in about her husband having stomach pains because he ate too much Thanksgiving dinner. And at first, when he started it, it was really funny because he was talking about all the stuff that he ate. But then it got really serious, talking about, you know, this can cause death and blah, 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 blah. And I always thought that was like the funniest and creepiest thing. Like, it got so dark so quick. And I was like, I wonder if they still have that commercial. They still play that on the radio during the holidays, warn people about overeating. Because, I mean, I don't know why we get so greedy like that. Like, the food ain't going nowhere. And it ain't like we not about to have leftovers. Like, the fuck? Some people be having leftovers after 7 days. After 7 days, we not having leftovers. 5 at the most. If we ain't ate that food after 5 days, I'm good. I can give it 5 days because it is going to be refrigerated. So it's like you don't really need to throw it away. Some people be like serious about it. They'll have leftovers for 2 days and then they'll throw it away. No. You can still get 3 more days out that bitch. All the meat, the turkey, the dressing, all that. That's fine. But after the 5th day, it's like, okay, you need to throw it away. Because after a week, the food just... it's just going to be kind of dry or just not at its best, like, because when you didn't cook it, it's like, okay, now it's really exposed to the air and to, you know what I mean? It ages way faster than had you just left it unchopped and everything else. So, no, it depends on what if you got dairy in there. Like, no, depending on what it is. Oh my God, I love me some motherfucking eggnog. I love it. But that stuff for a whole milk, honey. Woo! It's like having a Starbucks. And I swear, every time I have eggnog, it reminds me of simpler times. I'm reminded of like being in like long john pajamas. I'm like 7, 8, 9, 10. I've got my eggnog. The family all together. We opening presents. Everybody in a good mood. The food cooking. Everything's solid. Like, so I guess sometimes when I have eggnog, I'll be like, you know, let's go to memory lane, but in a good way. Not thinking negative, thinking positive. That'd be nice sometimes. Because, honey, I tried it with eggnog. I tried the eggnog with almond milk. I was like, see, that's how you know I only had it once or twice. Because I'm like, bitch, I didn't even know what the fuck it was. But yeah, that almond milk, it was fine. But I was like, where the flavor at? So it's true what they say, honey. Fat really do be in that milk. Cause that should be making shit taste so good. Cause I was like, they had eggnog with almond milk, and I was like, oh no, this ain't gonna work. Oh my gosh, it's 11:11. Everybody stop. Make a wish. What I wish for is that my podcast be a success. I find true love one day. And get this motherfucking money, bitch. Okay? For real, for real. Really so I can pay off these student loans. Cause child. Ugh. But it's okay. Cause honey, I'm on the road to me. So that's all I need. Alright, look, I don't know what the fuck that was, okay? Don't shoot the messenger. Oh my God. I can't believe it's been 50 minutes already. Y'all know when my fucking weed to kick in, because I be talking slow as hell. I be peeping that shit like when I go over my recordings and stuff. And I be like, I be talking all fast and quick and cool. And then towards the end, I know when it's about to end, because I'm like, I'm talking all slow and shit. Like, I'm trying to keep up and like keep the energy, but I still be kind of like, bop, 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 bop. You know what I mean? That should be hilarious. But as always, like, I appreciate y'all for tuning in and listening to me ramble. I love it because it's just a way for me to connect with you all and, you know, stay up to date on current events, be relatable, and really just, really the main purpose is to show people that, yeah, we live in different worlds. Well, not worlds, child, but different places of the world, and we live in different cultures and stuff like that, but we pretty much all do the same shit. You know, you get up, you cook yourself food, you go to bed, you wash your body, you do some form of labor or work to get money. You go out and get groceries or food. You know, we all pretty much do the same stuff, just in different ways. We all look different, but we're the same species. Got the same genetic DNA of a human being. We are born the same. We all go out the same. So I just want people to realize that a lot of the hatred that we have, it's just an illusion of our past. We don't have to continue this stuff. We don't have to keep it going. We can choose to say, you know what? I don't want to deal with this no more. I don't want to be this type of person. And I think that's what people should remember. Because all in all, say what you want to say, this racism thing affects us all at this point. Because it's different than before. You know, before when people would do stuff to people, it wasn't documented. You couldn't see them. Bitch, they could do something right now and you would never know. You hear about it the next day when the police got to it, covered it up, and then turned it around on the person that died. But see, now everything is documented, recorded. Everybody got phones, cameras. Child, please. You can't play those same games that you used to. And then even certain white people are being affected by just white violence and crazy bullshit. Like that motherfucking Karen spitting and scratching that old man. Like, even he called her a Karen. That's why I was like, I don't know her real name on the plane, but we just gonna call her Karen because that's how she was acting. Like, that was so fucking dumb. And I know damn well she would not have tried that with a young person. She picked that old man because she thought she could bully him. Nah, he wasn't getting up. He was like, you know what? I'm not about to fuck up my hip. Which I understand. I got him on that one. And he was like, you know what? I'm gonna let them handle it. Because, like, she was doing more damage. So it was like, you know what? And he knew that. He was like, when she spit and scratched him, she was like, you know what? Now you're going to jail. Because that was an offense. So he was like, nah, I'm just gonna let the law handle you, honey. But the funny thing is, she didn't even have her fucking mask on. She really didn't. She had her mask. She had her mask down on her mouth. And she was yelling at him to put it on. So if you put your mask down to your chin, and you're yelling at him to put his mask on, and you don't have your mask on, then what the fuck are you talking about? You chose to get on a fucking plane and choose violence, honey. And honey, you would not have done that in a room full of ethnic people. Now, I'm going to keep it cute because I don't want to just say one group of people, because then people are going to be like, what about this? You know what I mean. Indians, Black, Latinos, Asians, whatever you want to call it, Arabics, all of them, they would have been scared like a motherfucking mouse. So that's why, again, between the new strand that just came out, the crazy motherfucking people at bars and lieutenants and planes. Oh, honey, I'm good. Please stay safe out there, y'all. We in the middle of the winter now. So we're at our most vulnerable, you know. Make sure y'all drinking water. For me, I'm drinking alkaline water, honey. I'm making sure I'm staying healthy. If you're feeling down and depressed, always remember, you're not alone. You will get through this. And smile, bitch. Because you're going to be happy again. Like you was happy in the past. And you're welcome. I am coming up on the hour, and all jokes aside, I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of Late with Nate. If no one has told you today, I love you, and remember to take one day at a time. Everybody stay safe, stay healthy, and most importantly, peace, love, light, and good night.